Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are going to get into some marketing, and I know everybody loves marketing, especially those who are caught up in the news cycle. And so what we want to do is give you a perspective. I want to be very clear here. We do not care really about the COVID, not that it's not important, but everybody's talking about it. There's a lot of it, and everybody knows how inflated this is, the pandemic and all of that. So we want to avoid those types of tertiary topics that are obviously a source of a lot of information and a lot of, you know, conspiracy, a lot of things that are going on. That do I need to just use the COVID example and slapping you in the face and saying, what is it going to take for you to get involved? I don't think so. I think if that's not the driver, I'm going to try to actually start creating the pile of evidence, the pile of information that will actually help you understand the magnitude of what we're really dealing with. And what's really important is to actually get you to look at these institutions and organizations that we might be putting on pedestals for conservative, whether that be the party, whether that be the John Birch Society, whether that be, you know, something like CPAC. As a matter of fact, I know I've talked about CPAC, but if you've looked and watched and looked at the straw polls and everything else that have come out of CPAC, why is it that they're asking, you know, what is your primary concern? The polls that were coming from the people, a straw poll that they did, had the stolen election or election integrity as a primary thing. They had illegal immigration. They had a nice little list of constitutional violations. Here's the problem, folks. Why is it that nobody is saying compliance to the Constitution? Because if you focus on compliance to the Constitution, it takes care of all those problems. Huh. Well, there are lots of people that drive CPAC because they're myopic and they're out there competing for your focus dollar on abortion. They want you to focus on illegal immigration. This is the problem. Give us money because we're the ones that are going to stop this one problem. Do you understand that every problem that the government creates, organizations and institutions come along to say, we are going to be your champion. We're going to fight this beast for you. When they're really not fighting the beast, they're fighting a small little tentacle, an appendage. And that's all they're going to do. And they'll never win this fight, period. So we try to give you the big shmoly, the big enchilada, so that you understand that it's all about uniting on the Constitution and demanding full compliance of the Constitution. This is why it's hard for me. It's really humbling when, you know, you actually start and connect with people and you're creating relationships, and it seems like with Republic Review, myself, I am recognizing how people are coming together. They're getting involved in the organizations that they need to be involved in. If you want to be a part of the solution, you really need to get involved and join with the National Liberty Alliance, the Constitution Party, because these, or We the People Foundation, or the Constitution Association, or reach out to Edward Griffin and look at his Freedom Force International. And it's not that he's directly involved in supporting us, but he is a supporter and recognizes Republic Review and its merits. He's not out trashing us. So there's a lot of organizations that we are working with. Northwest Grassroots, they've been very, very supportive. Get your local grassroots group like our Northwest Grassroots, whoever it is in your community, your area. I believe it would, you know, down in Southern California, there's Red Hills Tea Party Patriots, something like that, High Desert Patriots, you've got to have somebody close by. Get with the Oath Keepers. Why is it that the Oath Keepers, if you understand what we're really driving and how we're actually aligning with the exact same principles that all these other organizations are doing, why is it that they're not coming to the table? Why are they not uniting? The reason the framers were successful is because they, as states and people, united on the common principles. They put aside their differences and their self-interest. So the question is, are these organizations capable of putting aside their self-interests? And if they say, well, you know, we're not going to do that because we're focused on this, the answer is very clear. No, they're not capable of putting aside their self-interests. I mean, you tell me what other, what other justification, what other excuse they want to give you. Because I was going to say something else. We have a lot of work to do, and it's not hard work. This isn't rocket science. And as a matter of fact, we just posted this last week's, on the 28th, actually, yeah, it was the 28th of February, we posted the constitutional amendments. And so we're building up this case. We're creating what I believe is the foundation. And so what we want you to do is, if you live in a state, and actually go to our Facebook page and look at the states we have listed. If you live in a state that's not listed in the state that is getting this, you know, quote unquote, then help us out. Send us the email list of all of your state legislators. We will include them. It takes a little bit of time. So just so you understand the time it takes, 9 times out of 10, you have to go to each legislator's actual interface or their bio on the state legislator to get their email address. Well, that means if you have 100 and some odd people, it means you have to do 100 and some odd clicks, or even more than that, 2 or 3 extra clicks. So you're looking at doing 500 clicks or so just to get all of these emails. That takes a lot of time. And I'm not saying my time is worth more than yours. I'm not. I think everybody's time is pretty much equal. We have very important things that we need to do to get our life in order, to be able to go, you know, prepare ourselves to meet our maker, all of those things. But I don't have the time to go through all of that. And this is why I'm asking the National Liberty Alliance to help me, and they've helped me with a few of these states, and I'm hoping we get a few more. But we need your help. And these things aren't difficult to do. But as we start getting organized and as we start pulling together resources and help and so forth, we're going to be able to overwhelm our state legislators with all the facts and the information they need to know so that we can actually get on top of this. This is one of the reasons why I go over this convention of states, because we're wasting time. I'm just going to revisit it real quick. When you look at the John Bircher's argument that is right now keeping the convention of states at bay, for the most part. I mean, convention of states has won 15 states over. I mean, they've got 15 states that have sent petitions. So I wouldn't say that the John Birchers are, you know, overwhelmingly defeating the convention of states. But they believe that they've got the right argument. I'm here to tell you that they don't. And I'm here to tell you, with the Biden administration and the anxiety, the angst, the frustration, the paranoia, the fear, and the desire to take action, because everybody understands when we're being attacked, you have to act. You don't just listen to somebody say, just sit down, do nothing, we're going to teach you out of this, and we're going to use nullification. We're going to teach you about nullification and how that's going to save us, because nullification, anybody that tells you that nullification is a saving grace, it is not. It is a perfunctory process that when you identify something that is a violation of the law, of the supreme law, like the Constitution, it's nullified. But that does not force the federal government into compliance against that law. It's just nullified at your state or wherever. Bottom line, It's going to take interposition, which is why Madison and Jefferson called for interposition and called for working together and pulling together the states. What we're doing is what the framers did. And I'm here to tell you that when you look at the two different approaches, the convention says we got to amend the Constitution. When they were violating the Constitution, did Madison and Jefferson say, hey, we need to amend the Constitution? Absolutely not. The Constitution is not the problem. And as a matter of fact, the Convention of States is the wrong solution, period. It is the wrong solution. So, is the John Birch Society on holy ground? Are they on the mountaintop of moral high ground? No, absolutely not. Because they're not a part of the solution, and they have done nothing to actually force the federal government into compliance. We have to actually take action. We have to work together. We have to unite. We have to follow the framers' recipe. And the question is, when the violations occurred for the Alien and Sedition Acts, did Thomas Jefferson and did James Madison go, you know what, we've got to create the John Birch Society so we can educate our way out of this? Absolutely not. They took action. Leaders take action. You know, you've got to, somebody's dying. So people are being pulled into this conveyor belt at the manufacturing plant, and people are going, oh my gosh, people are going to continue to die. Well, the fact of the matter is, a leader stops the conveyor belt. A leader doesn't say, hey, let's start talking about, you know, how we're doing this, and let's educate our way. No, you act. When things are going bad, when we're being thrown into harm's way. Anyway, I'm sorry for the little sidetrack going back on what I've been talking about, but this is really important and why you need to be a part of the solution. We'll be right back after this. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so here's the question I have for you, and I want you to really give this some consideration. Do you want your grandchildren, because if you get involved in the solution, then you have an opportunity to actually share with your grandchildren what you did. Do not think that even the littlest thing that you could do means nothing. And as a matter of fact, I believe that it is everybody that does a little thing creates a huge ICBM. And when I mean ICBM, I'm talking about an intercontinental ballistic missile that is going to knock out the enemy. It is made up of so many little teeny parts, even the atoms that are part of that nuclear bomb,
the trigger, all these different things, they're all individual things. We need every individual to contribute these little things. If you do participate, if you help, don't marginalize it. Please let your grandchildren know when we succeed that you were a part, just like a part of the militia. Not everybody in the militia necessarily killed a British redcoat. Some of them may be cooks or what have you. I know that in the military today, not everybody carries the guns and you know, kills bad guys. But everybody that is a part of that organization in the Marine Corps, Army, Air Force, Navy, and I'm not putting Navy last because I'm a Marine, I'm just, you know, this is how it came out, so don't read into it. But the point is that everybody, even in the Navy, they got bosun's mates, they got guys that are driving that engine. That is an essential mission for the Navy to operate. Do not think that what you're doing is not essential. Everything, every little bit counts and every little bit contributes. We need you to get involved. And what we're asking is for you to get involved with the NLA. We're asking you to get involved with the Constitution Party. I not only want you to get involved with the Constitution Party, I want you to get involved with the Republican Party. Go to the Republican Party and just go. Don't join. Just consider joining, but look at the void regarding the Constitution. Why is it that the Republican Party is not educating? Because I'm telling you, when you understand that every problem we're facing has a direct relationship to a violation of the Constitution and constitutional illiteracy within our society, why wouldn't an organization like the Republican Party become the champions of the Constitution? Because that is the solution. Making everybody literate and understanding how the Constitution works and how it is being violated and how we can go after that. Why aren't they doing that? Because they don't care. They only care about controlling the parts of government that have been created. Show me anywhere where the Republican Party says, we got to get rid of the Department of Transportation. We got to get rid of all of these things. The Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. I mean, they may be on board with the, you know, abortion, but show me where they're looking to dismantle all of this unconstitutional Leviathan. They're not. And there's a reason for that. And as a matter of fact, I will say that the John Birch Society has more in common with what we're doing and what we're standing for. They just don't make the stand. They use the lip service and they talk about it. And I want to share with you, I had a great conversation with the president of the Eagle Forum, one of the presidents of the Eagle Forum. Each state has their own president. And I was speaking to one, and I actually talked to them about my feelings regarding the convention states and how we've got to change this paradigm, because sullying the Constitution, you know, this really bothers me, but sullying the Constitution at the expense, or not at the expense, for the purpose, for the sole purpose of gaining some moral high ground against the convention of states at the expense of the Constitution at this point, then we have a real problem. Because guess what? The progressives are teaching the kids right now, and actually Biden has actually made the verbal and the signals. He's given us the signals. There we go. That's the word I want. Because you can tell I'm not reading any of this. Biden is creating the smoke signals already that we've got to get rid of the Constitution. And you've heard academics, you've heard all sorts of people say they know that the Constitution is the one thing that will hang them. Folks, look at Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. This gets rid of every public servant and politician that is doing the bidding for the communist revolution. Why aren't we using these things? Why is the Supreme Court, because I'm telling you, there's good conservatives on that Supreme Court. I have a high regard for Clarence Thomas. I don't know any of these others, but I do have a high regard for him. But why is it that he's not being the champion? And why isn't he not being vocal enough that the states must be the ones to step in? He clearly has to understand this. Or he just doesn't understand Republic Review yet. I would love to have that conversation with them. But the fact of the matter is, my friends, what we have to do is we have to start uniting. And this is why we want to point you to the organizations that will actually be a part of the solution and getting rid of the problem. Don't join. One of the things I heard, which is, you know, it's good that people are getting involved. I heard that the John Birch Society has grown by 500%. That is an indication that people are recognizing what the heck's going on. Now, here's the thing. So, I would just like I tell you to get involved with the Constitution Party and the Republican Party. Go look at the Republican Party and see how much they are being a part of the solution. If they're only talking about nullification and they're not talking about republic review, they're not talking about interposition and going after the federal government and doing an audit. As a matter of fact, we actually have John Birchers that are supporting us. And you can be a part of the John Birch Society and support republic review, but you have a hard time in leadership because of the groupthink problem and so forth. But anyway, the real thing that we have to start doing is we have to start taking these small steps, these small actions. Get involved. No small action is irrelevant. As a matter of fact, it means that you are a part of that IBM. You're a part of a very big thing. And any bit that you can contribute, you have bragging rights to your family, to your grandchildren, and to your posterity, period. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And this is the only show that will actually prove to you with academic evidence that Republic Review is the only process that will get the federal government into compliance. And compliance is our only cure. Even Milton Friedman put it to that way. Or I should say, he even in his book, Free to Choose, he was very clear in articulating that we must start taking the elixir in stopping all of these problems. And he said, and he was focused on the debt. Well, the debt is, you know, unconstitutional. Milton Friedman didn't understand the Constitution enough to really say, we don't even have to worry about the debt. Not that we need to be focused on, you know, spending frivolously. We need to stop taking on debt. We need to send the shot across the bow and make that the shot heard across the world, around the world. I guess that's the metaphor, the shot heard around the world. That every nation that has been giving America money to spend on unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers are basically engaged in fraud and they have no claim on any of their debt that they're building with us. I believe that will start waking people up. I believe that what we're talking about is, and this is why we go by GR, this is why I need you to actually take this momentum and build this so that I don't necessarily have to be the guy hiding in the closet in some bunker or some basement for a real security reason, because when the globalists find out that, you know, this is actually going to affect them, they're going to lose their control over America. And if they don't have control over America, then it doesn't mean that they still can't control the world. But they lose more than they will gain. Anyway, and Satan will be frustrated, and he will still continue to move forward, period. There's no doubt in my mind. He will be moving forward with his plan in deceiving the world. And unfortunately, they will convince people all around the world to take the mark and to do their bidding. But anyway, it's all with a happy face, right? Anyway, as you know, we've got a comment line, 425-270-5416. We have a lot of news, and actually, I was going to start off. We'll do tomorrow's show, the next episode. We'll start off with a lot of the things that are really happening right now that I just want to put a constitutional spin to just prove to you that if we don't start acting soon, we are going to have real problems, and we need to start getting organized because the time is coming quickly when the federal government is going to tell the states they are going to suspend the Constitution. And one of my upcoming constitutional minutes will be very short, it'll be very brief, and it'll basically say, You have the authority over the Constitution. The federal government cannot change, cannot suspend, cannot do anything without you letting them. You are the parties to the compact, not them. Do not let them, because the time will be coming when they want to suspend it. Do not let them. And so these messages are so important. This is why I'm begging, and I've spent two segments here in trying to get you involved. If you live in a state that is not receiving these constitutional minutes, please take the minute, time, whatever it's necessary, to send me the information on the email list and send me all of the email lists. However you want to do it, give me everybody's email list. We'll cut out the rest of the stuff, and we'll be right back after these two promos. But we need your help, and so we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so in our previous episode, we kind of gave you some ideas of government overreach into the election and so forth. And so here is something that's interesting that J. Edward Griffin reported on. State lawmakers around the U.S. are moving to curb the authority of governors and top health officials to impose emergency restrictions such as mask rules and business shutdowns. Legislators in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, Maryland, Kentucky, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and even more are coming into this conclusion that they need to do these things, are seeking a constitutional amendment in their state constitutions to strip their governors of many emergency powers. I want you to understand something. And so this kind of lends to the fact where, because I'm going to finish reading this, that if J. Edward Griffin knew and understood the Constitution, what I think he would have added here is that, you know, he should be making fun of these state legislators to basically say, obviously, these state legislators don't understand the Constitution. Because governors do not have emergency powers. There is no emergency power the government can assume that would allow them to violate the rights of the U.S. citizens, which means that they can't take away your right of religious expression, your right of assembly, your freedom of speech, so forth and so on. And so the fact is that these state legislators are allowing these governors to maintain their position as governor without removing them for violating Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is is reprehensible. I mean, it's unconscionable. These men and women in these state legislatures need to be protected. They are the representatives of the people, and they need to be protecting their people from tyranny and oppression. And that's what these governors are doing. But to finish this point, as he finalizes, he says, lawmakers in more than half the states have filed bills this year to limit gubernatorial powers during the pandemic and other emergencies. Okay, but where is the pointing to the Constitution to clearly state that governors are violating the Constitution and state legislators need to do more than just kind of restricting them? They need to start tossing these guys out. You know what? When we start tossing out politicians because the Constitution gives us the power to do so, then we're actually going to start sending a message, because politicians will start thinking twice before they consider violating our rights. Wisconsin's Republican-led assembly, this is another G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News. Wisconsin's Republican-led assembly voted to repeal Democratic Governor Tony Evers' emergency health order mandating masks in public places. 1 hour later, the governor responded by issuing a new mask mandate. And this is what I want you to understand that's in this message from G. Edward Griffin. This is the important part. He said that repealing his first mandate put at risk about $50 million a month in federal funds. Now, I don't believe Trump was paying the states federal funds to actually oppress the people. As a matter of fact, President Trump was kind of pushing back, saying, you guys need to undo this. So apparently, the Biden administration and Congress has created a, let's call it a stick and carrot type of mentality, where they're going to give you the carrot if you oppress the people, and they're going to give you the stick if you don't. A Republican challenge to the mandate is being heard in the state Supreme Court. So that's actually going to be moving forward. But I want you to know, folks, that your governors don't have any incentive in removing mandates, these mask mandates. And I believe that as this message starts going out, that you're going to probably find Abbott and some of these other supposedly conservative governors that are going to say, you know what, that's too much money to just pass up. G. Edward Griffin also, in his Need to Know News, basically announced a new bill introduced in the North Dakota State Legislature would instruct the state's attorney generals, and I think I mentioned this, but this is his reporting, attorney general to review the constitutionality of each of the executive orders issued by Joe Biden. My problem with this, North Dakota, is it's not just executive orders that are unconstitutional. Why aren't you challenging the constitutionality of everything the federal government is doing? Why aren't you getting on board with the Republic Review and auditing the federal government against the Constitution and what those few enumerated powers are that they can do, and identify how much that they are doing that is unconstitutional? Then we can start quantifying how much unconstitutional government are we paying for and how much of the debt is funding that. And you're going to find that 100% of the debt over the past several decades has been funding unconstitutional government. Several decades. I want you to understand this. This is why I'm telling you, if you go over the past century and look at all of the unconstitutional spending by the federal government, you can account for every dollar of U.S. debt being attributed to unconstitutional spending of money. And so, if it is determined that any executive order is unconstitutional, it would be nullified. Now, I've already told you, nullification is a joke. I mean, it's not a joke. I mean, it's just an administrative function. You just say, okay, we're not going to abide by that. But it does not kill the tiger that is ravaging this nation, whether that be Common Core, whether that be the vaccinations, whether that be housing and urban development, whether that be this complete discrimination of injecting themselves into race and culture. The federal government has no constitutional authority to do any of these things. The Civil Rights Act, the American Disabilities Act, whether you like it or not, those are not constitutional. The only way, they're just like the Alien and Sedition Acts. Congress has exclusive legislation only over the District of Columbia and territories. When they pass acts like that, those acts can be enforced in their territories and in the District of Columbia, but that's it. They cannot force the states to follow acts that were not amended to the Constitution and granting themselves powers. You understand? Not that I'm not anti-civil rights. You know, in the Civil War, after the Civil War, the radical Republicans that wanted to protect these freemen, they actually passed the Civil Rights Act. This is in my article that's out there. It's in the unseen teeth of the Constitution. And if you look at what these radical Republicans realized, is they knew that these acts would not be constitutional. They couldn't really enforce them, that they would lose this in court. So as soon as they actually over... Because Andrew Johnson, Lincoln's vice president, vetoed this bill. And so while they were rallying the votes through Congress to get the two-thirds majority to overpower the president, which they did, they realized we need to have an amendment. And so I think it was April when they passed the Civil Rights Act. They overruled the veto of the president and enforced the Civil Rights Act of 1866. But at that point in time, they had already had and already started working on, in March, the amendment to the Constitution for the 14th Amendment. And that was passed through Congress by June of 1866. Now, I want you to understand that it took them almost the same amount of time to pass the Civil Rights Act, which there was not very much deliberation, and they took less time in developing, but they argued, there was a lot of focus on the 14th Amendment in both houses. And so this is an eye-opener so that you understand that even back then, they recognized that they couldn't use acts and resolutions and any of these other things. They had no weight. The only way things actually become enforceable is when the state said, yes, we'll enforce it. We've never surrendered to an unlimited government. There's no amendment that's given them this power. They have bamboozled us and convinced us and convinced lawyers and politicians and bureaucrats to all go along with this. This is where the Bar Association has blood on its hands. But anyway, let me move on. So the immediate issues targeted for nullification in North Dakota include pandemics and health emergencies, regulation of coal and oil, regulation of agriculture and land use, regulation of the financial sector, and the right to bear arms. South Dakota has almost identical legislation pending as well. And so the irony that I want to tell you about in this next story is that there are endless, and I've said this, and this is what I said in a previous segment of this show, that there's all sorts of people out there pointing at the problem. There are endless books out there that assert how the evil is progressing. And these books sell. They sell like hotcakes. But where are the books to solve the problem? Where is the book that actually gives you, lays out an argument that we already have everything we need to solve this problem? We just have to unite and do it. Are there any books? Yes, there are, but I am not going to peddle at this point. G. Edward Griffin reports now regarding a book, Andy Ngo, which you probably have heard of. He's stuck himself into some of these Antifa, you know, fight backs and so forth, and is an investigative journalist. And so this Andy, well, as soon as we come back, we will actually get into this. And so please stay tuned, and we're going to talk about Andy and his book, Unmasked: Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. Interesting words, democracy. We'll be right back. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so we just started talking about Andy NGO, or I don't know how to pronounce that, Go. Anyway, you know, and oh, by the way, some of these stories I'm selecting just because of the name. It's going to force me, because I know I'm going to just assassinate or just destroy their names. So hopefully this will help me overcome, you know, how and my inadequacies in basically pronouncing names and so forth. Or maybe, you know, the opposite of that. But anyway, so Andy Ngo, an investigative journalist, has written a new book, Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. Now, democracy. Well, you can't be talking about America because we're a Republican form of government, not a democracy. They're destroying our Republican form of government by implementing democracy. You have to understand that they're not destroying democracy, they're implementing it. Okay. It's about Antifa, which he has in his domestic terrorist organization, has infiltrated. He moved to London from his hometown in Portland, Oregon, fearing for his life. He was beaten on a video by Antifa in 2019 and suffered a brain injury. So you remember this guy, right? Yet no one was arrested, or even, you know, even though this was videotaped and there's all of this evidence, there was nothing done. His book provides many details about Antifa, including information about funding from crowdsourcing, the goal to destroy America no matter what party is in power. Do you understand? I'm going to repeat that. The goal to destroy America no matter what party is in power. So that means that the Republican Party and or because there are only two parties. Is he talking about the Constitution Party? Absolutely not. But all the other parties are either the Libertarian Party may not. I mean, that's just a bunch of anarchists anyway. And you got to remember, anarchists are tools of communism. So they've been infiltrated by the communist movement. And that's really unfortunate because the libertarians were very much like the Republic, I should say the Constitution Party. But their constitutional literacy was just as bad as everybody else. And so anyway, back to what he was saying. So the Democrats who turn a blind eye to violence, the fusion with Black Lives Matter, memberships that demands radicalization and a commitment to crime and even murder, and the failure of law enforcement to arrest and prosecute them in democratic cities. So in other words, they're creating a very brutal, basically like a Third Reich type of revolt. So just to be clear, there's all sorts of these books out there that can give you some really good insights to, you know, how bad some of these organizations are, if you need that. But if you want to spend any time reading, I would suggest you actually spend time reading about the solution, like Republic Review. You don't have to pay or buy it. It's posted on reclaimingtherepublic.org. Start watching these videos. Start getting educated, get informed, and get involved. This way, you can actually be a part of the solution instead of, you know, having sleepless nights because you're reading about how bad the problem really is. Right? Doesn't that make sense? See, we want you to feel better about yourself instead of actually making you feel more, increasing your anxiety, making you go see the doctor for anxiety medication. Anyway, another G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News. About a week or so, I spoke about the importance of states taking back their farmlands as strategic interests. Remember that? Okay, so G. Edward Griffin reports, the Biden administration has launched a technocratic war on America's food supply and accelerating a global collapse in food production. This is being accomplished by paying farmers not to grow food. Remember I talked about this, that states need to go after these corporation farms that are not using their land to say, okay, well, you decided not to use that land when you should have, and you're a corporation, and you're keeping other people that could actually be using that land to generate revenue, you have to pay us money for suppressing the production and suppressing our tax base. And so out-of-state corporations that own, like Bill Gates and what have you, anybody that is owning farmland that is not doing anything to raising cattle and, you know, promoting the production of food for the food supply, they should be penalized by taxing them on what they should have been able to produce based on, and they can come up with the numbers of how many acres that land would have produced in corn or how many cattle it would have supported or what have you, and then tax them based on what that should have been, right? So in other words, if their taxes on their revenue would have been, you know, let's say $3 million, you tax them $3 million because that's what they should have produced. This is how we counter these little strategies that the communists are using. And we'll teach these corporations that they can't get away with coming in and manipulating us. But more importantly, what they also need to do is they also need to basically make it possible that if the farms, you know, like this land that could be growing corn, wheat, or what have you, and they choose not to use it, then the state will allow, basically seize that for the year because, okay, if you're not going to be growing crops, then we're going to allow somebody else in the state to come in and use that land because we believe food is a strategic interest. And if you're not going to be producing the food, then we will have other people do it to meet our interests. And we'll still tax you for not doing what you should have been doing with this land. We have to be very aggressive in letting the communists know they're not going to control the means of production and the means of consumption. Anyway, going on the top of that, the U.S. is reeling from a severe shortage of fertilizer, which will cause crop yields to decrease and prices to rise. There's a reason for that, right? Because they're basically shutting down businesses and not going out and doing things. I mean, fertilizer companies say, you know, hey, if we don't have as much, our prices go up. And so we'll make more, and then we'll kick back the productions and be able to slowly bring the prices down, even though it doesn't really affect our overall costs. Because utilizing shortages always means that they're taking advantage. Isn't that like gouging? It sounds to me like gouging. So the U.S. is completely sold out of food to export to other countries and have stopped exporting their surplus to protect their domestic supplies in the face of a looming global famine. I'm telling you, if the states actually start acting, we can actually get back into feeding and competing and stop importing the way Bush, Obama, and as you know, started actually down this path of making us dependent on the global food production, where Trump actually started to undo that. Here's an interesting one. Israeli Knesset member, this is one of those names, K-N-E-S-S-E-T, I'm going to say it's Knesset, a Knesset member, Ayob Kara, who is a part of the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Likud party, threatened that Israel is prepared to abandon America, an ally with China and Russia, if Biden reneges on America's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and signs a nuclear deal with Iran. In 2019, Trump officially recognized Israeli sovereignty over the occupied rich Golan Heights that was seized from Syria in 1967, despite international opposition. Now, of course, these lands of Israel, if you understand, they have documents to the deeds that they created. And so, you know, sometimes having to take land back requires military use because those are their strategic interests. I understand that we look at and how Joe Biden had clearly stated, and we've reported it yesterday, that we would have to invent an Israel to protect our interests, to use as a justification to protect our interests in the Middle East. But the reality is, Israel has a role in Judeo and Christian cultures. And so we have, I don't want to say a conflict, but we have a direct relationship as Christians to what is going on in Israel. And I'm just telling you, all you have to do is just become biblically literate to understand the issues of Israel, Christendom, and so forth, to understand where we are in the biblical timeline and why it's important that we do not turn our backs on Israel, because the world or those nations that turn their back and attack Israel, they will get the reckoning of the Lord, because it's pretty clear in the Bible that's what's going to end up happening. So here's a good one. There needs to be, and this is my point, I've been saying this, there needs to be a complete end to the national indoctrination system. Here you go. J. Edward Griffin reports that the White House has set a goal of reopening 50% of schools across the U.S. for a minimum of one day per week. Students are falling behind scholastically. Are you kidding me? They're falling behind in social engineering, because I've actually turned... If you have a kid with math problems, I want you to go to math or Yay Math, YAYMATH.org. Take your kids there. They will get very smart with math because it's not Common Core. This guy is an awesome teacher on college math level stuff, and that way we don't get behind. Get involved in your kids' education. We'll come pick up the story in our next episode. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.